This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 165. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray Ray. Holy shit, did we have a week of insane hockey news.
Yeah.
Like, across
you
the
called
board.
It. You called it. Patrick
I called
Kane. Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah. I didn't even put that on the list. I didn't even put that on our rundown. So much stuff happened. I already forgot.
I mean, we've talked about it like a lot, so that's okay. But you did call it. I did see it. I was like, well, she called it.
Yeah,
kudos to you. I mean, you would know where your favorite player is going to be going, so.
I mean, I don't know a lot of things. I just read stuff, and to me, that made sense that he would choose to return on a line with Alex DeBrincat, somebody that he's had a lot of success with in Chicago, and that they really helped, you know, they both helped each other a lot. Apparently, Patrick's hip was bothering him for many years, and he's finally feeling really healthy, which was super exciting to hear. He thinks he's going to be playing better than he has in the last couple of years. Out of his mouth, he said that. It's weird seeing him in a Red Wings jersey for sure, but I love that this rivalry has been reborn. And I think a lot of people are confused and think it's like weird that he would pick a team like Detroit, but they're also not paying any attention that Detroit's actually doing really well this season. They've been having quite a bit of success in the last few years, although not, you know, maybe not making a playoff run, but they've been really progressing. And for Patrick Kane to pick a team like the Red Wings, he clearly thinks there's something there, else he wouldn't go there, because he wants to win a cup. And so he's got a year contract and 2.75, as opposed to Corey Perry, who the Blackhawks were paying $4 million a year. How is he getting paid more than Patrick Kane?
Yeah, I feel like you got to fill me in on what's going on with Perry, because clearly I'm never going to look up what's going on with him.
No, you're not. I'm surprised.
Clearly.
Could even avoid it. It was everywhere. Okay.
Oh, so, yeah. I'm very good at avoiding Corey Perry.
She's got a filter that says, like, don't show me anything. She's written, like, HTML code on her phone that says, don't show me anything, Corey.
It's avoidtheweasel.com. Just kidding.
That's probably some, like, porn website.
I probably shouldn't have said that. Yikes.
No, how would you know? I mean,
that's
don't
true.
Think you know.
I don't even want to try it at this point.
Okay, in case you missed it this week or you avoided it, you're now going to have to face the Corey Perry saga. The Blackhawks healthy scratched Corey Perry, and then they said that he was on leave, you know, from the team indefinitely to deal with family issues. And then the team finally came out and dropped a huge bomb and said that Perry is no longer with the team, being put on waivers to be contract terminated immediately due to a workplace matter.
Right. Then, I remember that. Well, I guess I did technically see some stuff on Corey Perry, because I was texting you and Alma about it and I was laughing really hard. So.
Yeah, you are. And I was
you did not think it was funny.
No, in the meantime, I had to seek solace in a fellow hockey friend of mine, because you were like, F Corey Perry. I was like, well, I can't talk to her about this because she's not interested. So I've got to get the hot tea and gossip and theory going with somebody else here. So anyway, they said it was workplace matter. Fast forward a day, the internet blows up with rumors that Corey Perry had some sort of relations with one of the players' moms on the mom's trip. I don't know where this rumor got started. I don't even like repeating the rumor because it's just a rumor. And both the team and Corey Perry vehemently denied otherwise and said that it had nothing to do with a player or family of a player. It was a workplace matter, and that was it. So our GM of the Blackhawks held a whole press conference, took questions, and like the first sentence out of his mouth was like, it has absolutely nothing to do with a player or his family. If you think that, or if you have even suggested that, it is absolutely disgusting that you would in the first place. And he was like, clearly very shaken up, the GM. Like,
yeah,
he was definitely struggling a little bit through that press conference as far as like wanting to say more, but knowing that he couldn't because it was a workplace matter and they did an internal investigation. They decided Corey Perry was in violation of the codes of conduct and that he had to be let go. And I can't even get into all the rumors and theories that were floated around the internet. I had so many conversations with people other than Breezy because she did not want to talk about it on my DMs on Instagram. So thank you everybody for even your like cousin's family friend was messaging me. Like Breezy me? Was nowhere in sight.
I feel like I need to know this like right now. It's going to bother me.
This is what's important. Not again, not me yes. dealing with the Corey Perry scandal drama, my team being thrown into the fucking bus for the 500th time in the last 10 years.
Yeah, now,
Jesus Christ, everybody. This is what I'm fucking dealing. This is what I dealt with all week with her. Well, now I have to scroll through my DMs because, like I said, it was insane the amount of messages I was getting.
Oh my God, you're so Chad. You get mess. Oh, Chad. Okay, Chad. That's cousin Chad.
The fuck. So, listen, I think people were really jumping to conclusions on the rumor spectrum because for the Blackhawks to make such a drastic decision to just like terminate immediately and to be so public about it, like normally when these sorts of situations happen in the league, players just get traded and there isn't any sort of like big public display of like he violated player conduct. But I think that's an effort for the Blackhawks to try to remedy what they did not do
right
15 years ago with the Kyle Beach situation. So I'm happy that the organization stepped up. They were being as transparent as they could given what the issue is at hand, and those rumors are not true. It's sad that those are started because it's still going to have an effect on the people that were speculated in that. But, you know, I hope that he can find his way through this, Corey Perry. And I don't anticipate him making any returns to the ice is also my other thought. You think he'll come back and play?
No.
Talk to me about the Kachucks.
I don't know. I just saw the video and I thought it was pretty funny. And he looks... I'm telling you, I avoided everything this week because I didn't want to hear anything about Corey Perry. But I did see the video that Alma had sent us.
Yeah. So the Kachuk brothers played each other, Matthew and Brady. And
the dad was just...
oh, yeah.
I can't pick sides.
Keith, right?
But Brady's probably my favorite right now. So I'm just going to sit here and just...
Listen, that family has no problem hollering at each other. The two of them were talking shit and like fighting with each other. And
they're brothers.
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen that between the two of them.
Well, they do love each other very much. They support each other a lot. But at the end of the day, they are brothers. And it's probably more fun for them too, because it's like, when they go to sleep at night, like it's nothing but love between them, but like they can just say whatever they want to say in the heat of the moment because that's the game. Right. And plus, it's like WWE, it's like the more you give, the crazier it gets.
Yeah, it got so crazy that every player on the ice got a 10-minute misconduct penalty. The ref goes, and you know, he's calling out the penalties, right? He's like, 5 minutes, whatever, 2 minutes, and then he's like, and every other player on the ice gets a 10-minute misconduct. Like, what? I don't think that's like ever been called before, ever. It was hilarious. Like, it was just chaos, and I loved it. It's exactly what we need. It's exactly what we live for as fans. Because on the flip side, there was another brother incident this week with Jack Hughes and Luke Hughes. Mm-hmm. I guess Luke got hit and was unhappy that the ref did not call a penalty on it. He thought it was like a bad hit. And he's like out there defending his brother and chirping the ref. Like, I don't think I would see Matthew Tkachuk doing that in favor of Brady. Like, they're very different brothers, right?
Even if they were on the same team. But yes, I see your point.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
I don't know. If they were on the same team, yeah, they would probably do that.
They would. You're right. Mm-hmm. But I think. Mm-hmm. I also think, though, that, like, they wouldn't even waste their breath on the ref. They would just go out on the ice and pummel the other person, you know? But, like, mm-hmm. Jack can't do that because he's not the size of Brady or Matthew.
I mean, I think back to, like, a Jamie and Jordy Benn situation. Like, I don't think, as hot-headed as Jamie is, I don't think he would go and, like, chirp a ref for Jordy.
Right. No.
You know? Yeah.
No, he'd just go take revenge on his own on the ice.
Yeah, exactly.
And over this, like, the generational, like, how they make fun of us old people and, like, whatever, we're millennials. So we're like, yeah, go jump on the ice and just take care of your own business and, you know, take him out. And, like, the new generation is like, excuse me, ref, that wasn't very nice. You should be better at your job, you know? Like, it couldn't be more of an example of, like, the two generations. And those two, they're not even that far apart in age.
No, they're not. That's funny. I like that. You better clip that for social.
Okay, I will. It was just such a dichotomy. It's just so fun to watch this sport where you've got, like, the two different styles. I'm not necessarily a fan of the Hughes generation's mm-hmm. way of play. I'm much more of a Jamie Benn, Jordy Benn, Tkachuk style of, like, take care of your own goddamn business. But
yeah.
Switching gears. Do you remember that coach one of your teams had, John Hines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good luck, Minnesota.
How'd you like him? He's heading to Minnesota.
Ah, good luck, Minnesota. He's going to be good for a little bit for you, but then everything's going to go downhill.
What's that about?
It may be downhill and then might go uphill and might go back downhill again. I don't know.
So a lot of the same then for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Not anything really great.
No. I have a problem with recycling coaches. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I understand that there's, like, a reason for that. And, like, no new coaches are coming up. But, like, let's get some assistant coaches moved up. And, like, let's start, like, swapping those. Like, stop recycling the same coaches around and around and around. Because there's a reason why they get fired. Granted, I know there's multiple reasons that take place. But stop doing it. Stop doing it.
I don't know. Does it work? But, like, Bruce Cassidy, sometimes, like, it works.
Sometimes it works.
I think it depends on the organization in charge too, and how much they either support that coach's decision, or do they want that coach to change their style of play.
But you got to figure. So Minnesota's in the same division as the Preds, right? So they have faced each other multiple times. You really think Minnesota's like, wow, I really like the way this dude plays these guys. We want him to come over and have our guys play this way, even though the Preds, they do well. They have done well under him. Don't get me wrong. But it's like, then they don't do well. And that does fall on players and other coaches as well. But, like,
yeah. I hear you and I agree with you that.
Thank you. It feels good to be heard.
Oh, it must be nice. I wouldn't know what that's like. She ignored me all week, didn't support me at all with the Perry drama. Not gonna lie.
I was busy. It's always been busy, though.
Busy. I was busy, too.
I'm studying for an exam for tomorrow, Missy.
I know. Also, we know the only person that can get fired in the team situation is the coach. So that's why they recycle them. I have to say that because that's the truth. That doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad coach.
True.
Shout out to a Leafs player. Never thought I'd say those words. It's here on record. I'm supporting you again, Breezy. Defenseman Morgan Rielly.
It feels good to be supported. I've been heard and supported on this episode. Today's a great day.
Get out of here. I support you all the time. Like off the pod. Off the pod. Maybe not on the pod. Morgan Rielly and a Toronto-based company called Peace Collective dropped a it's a clothing company. They dropped a capsule collection centered around mental health with all the proceeds from every purchase supporting mental health initiatives. And I have to say, shout out to Morgan Rielly. This is a big deal. This is not an easy thing to do. Bringing mental health awareness to the forefront and not being afraid to talk about it as a professional athlete, and especially in this hockey league. This is too. Diversity and inclusion is talking about these kinds of things as well. And I'm just really happy that he felt confident and secure enough to go out there and publicly talk about his mental health struggles and then do something for the greater good. Like, yes, we're using our platform for good and making really badass clothes and helping give back. And I just really love to see this, especially when we have a week full of scandal and all kinds of other nonsense that's happened in the last couple weeks in the league. It's really nice to see something positive being done.
Yeah.
Here is a perfect example of a player taking something that they care about, a cause that they care about, and doing something about it in a big way. Morgan Rielly is not a super, he's not Mitch Marner, he's not Austin Matthews, but taking the opportunity to find a way to promote something he cares about and lend his name. So, okay, there's no mental health awareness hockey tape or mental health awareness night in the league because why would we do that? That's not a problem in this country. Sarcasm. I'm glad he's found another outlet to really do something about something he cares about. So I think it's an example for more players. There's other ways to do this and use it in a positive way.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you getting excited for the PWHL, Breezy?
I am getting excited. I'm getting very. I still need to get myself a Hillary Knight shirt, but I am getting excited.
I really want you to wait until we get like actual team names though.
I know. But I don't want to wait an entire year.
Why?
Because it's an entire year. I'd rather try to like support them now.
Okay.
And be like an OG shirt owner.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, not a jersey, like a shirt. I'll get a jersey once the name comes out. Which I picked a really cool name for Boston, tell me. By the way.
Okay, well, let's just go to that. Okay. No, go right into that. The league is officially starting January 1st. Day one, game one, season one, January 1st, 2024. They dropped the schedule. Go look it up.
Yes. So I actually had a really hard time with all of these, and none of them are as good as I wanted them to be. But Boston, I think I think I put the most into this one because I think I'm going to be a Boston fan.
Oh,
because of Hillary Knight, because of Hillary, you know? So do I say that one for last? Cause I have like a full like marketing thing about them.
All right. Hit me with the marketing thing.
Okay. So I think that they should be called the Boston Beacon because you could be the beacon, you know, like be the light and then have it like a lighthouse logo. And I feel like that'd be so cool.
Yes.
The Boston Beacon. Be the beacon.
I love it. Sold.
Yeah. Sold on that one, right?
Love it.
Yeah. And then all the other ones suck.
Well, tell me. Because I completely forgot we had to do this because I was dealing with some other things. Oh.
So the Minnesota, I was looking at Minnesota, right? And I was like, what? Basically every single one, I was like, what is most popular in these places? And I was trying to be like a little, but it always goes back to animals. We all know this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is it like cool to be like the Minnesota mink or the Minnesota muskrats? Neither one. Yeah, I know. That one kind of sucks. And then I was like, the white caps would be kind of cool. But then I feel like that's already like, isn't that, that like a, that was a minor league team, wasn't it?
Something
like that. I don't know. And then I was like, well, I feel like in Montreal, you have to be the moose. Because like, that would be cool. The Montreal moose.
Or like moose heads.
Moose heads. Yeah. Yeah. That could be kind of cool. Because like, I'm thinking of like logos.
Yeah.
Because like, if you have like, yeah, you know, and then the New York skyscrapers, because like, I knew like those are kind of like big and like, you can kind of have a cool play with those.
Yeah.
Because then I was like, well, the Statue of Liberty is like the most popular thing, but then that's already on the Rangers jersey. So you can't really be like the Liberty, right? The New York Liberty. Because like, that would be kind of weird.
Basketball team too.
Oh,
women. I think the WNBA team is the Liberty.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Skyscrapers could be kind of cool though. Or like Empire.
I was just thinking Empire.
Yeah. Because that could be really cool too. And then, I don't know, the other ones are kind of dumb. Well, Toronto's kind of cool. Ottawa Wolves? I feel like that's like a cool hockey name. Plus, there's like a lot of gray wolves in Ottawa. So like the Ottawa Wolves could be cool. I like, and like, if you have like a red and gray jersey. Yeah. Like a red and gray jersey.
Yeah.
A red and silver. Yeah. That could look really sharp. Yeah.
I like gray wolves. That sounds like golden night. Like it needs like the gray two wolves. Word. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that a lot. And then the Toronto Cosmos.
Ooh. I like
that's got a good ring to it. Cosmos. Yeah. I don't know what the logo would be.
Yeah.
But like maybe it doesn't need like a logo. Maybe it would just be some kind of like cool like wordplay.
Right. Like cosmopolitans. Like is that like
right, short? Exactly. Yeah. Cause it's like a big city, you know, and it's like got like a lot of tech and whatnot. So like Toronto Cosmos.
So much better than burn and torch and fire and scorch and earth that was named before.
I just need help with like Minnesota. Maybe New York. I don't know. Like those ones I was having a hard time with, but Boston Beacon, Minnesota something. Montreal Moose Heads? Montreal Moose? New York Skyscrapers? I don't know. Maybe Ottawa Grey Wolves? And Toronto Cosmos?
Yeah. I like where your head's at. I think you've done a significantly better job than the league has. I support this league, but they're struggle bussing it, man, right now with this. I feel like it's a little rushed, maybe. They could have maybe used another couple of months before deciding to like do this, but I know they need to make a profit and they can't afford to wait, but it's, you know, you wait it out. This is a long-term game here. Well, we'll get to see some of these women in the 2024 NHL All-Star Game. We're bringing back the 3-on-3 game with the PWHL. It's being advertised as a player showcase. That game is happening Thursday, February 1st. Oh, we didn't talk about this either with the All-Star Game. That's happening in Toronto. And if you live there or are going, did you see this new thing they're doing for the All-Star Game? Where they're letting the captains draft the teams.
Oh, that's cool.
They used to do this.
Yeah, that's it. Didn't they do that? It's kind of fun.
Yeah. So they're bringing this back to try to make it a little more exciting again. Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
I don't care too much about the All-Star game, but.
Yeah.
That's what I got there. Talk to me about this social media viral video you love so much.
I just saw it last night. I thought it was kind of funny. I feel like the Gritty is just like so dumb, and like when people do it, but it still makes me laugh because I'm like, that's so dumb, but I kind of like it, and I don't want to admit it, but I kind of like it. Jake Bauman scored an OT goal against Montreal, so Detroit versus Montreal the other night, and he was close, and then he like did like he like came back around and ended up getting the OT winner, and straight up to the gritty. It was a great celebration. I loved it.
It's a dance.
That's all I like.
If you don't know, we're not talking about the mascot in Philly. It's some sort of dance.
It's the dance. It's the dance. I sent you the video.
Yeah.
I figured you probably would want to see it. And not that you wouldn't not see it, but
I did. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't like it. I just was like, I don't like it. That's how it makes me feel. No shit. Okay. Who's your hunk of the week, Breezy?
Mitch Marner. That guy, puck to the face, gets stitches, comes back on a fishbowl, hat trick. You can't beat it.
I don't know. Maybe
can't beat it.
Maybe there's something to the fishbowl.
There's something to the fishbowl. That's like a trend going on right now.
Yeah.
Or so, yeah, the Mitch Marner.
Good painkillers he was on so that he could play being in pain.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine.
Total hockey guy. We love it. We love to see it. Stitch it up. Put me back on the ice. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Basically.
Just like my nominee of the hunk of the week, Tristan Jarry, for his goalie goal. He was on a mission. He got that puck and didn't even hesitate. Whip that baby down the ice. I mean, love to see it. You love to see
goalie goals. I love goalie goals.
Oh, yeah. And then people were posting stats like Tristan Jarry has more goals than, I don't know, like name a player who hasn't scored a goal yet this season is basically what all the stats were. It was just like Tristan Jarry.
Connor McDavid. No, just kidding.
Tristan Jarry got more goals than, you know, Austin Matthews this season or Ryan Reeves and like just like the most ridiculous stats. Like if you actually read it, you would be like,
yeah,
okay, right. Like if you didn't know he was a goalie, it was pretty funny.
Right.
GTG, bye.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.